The state controller, Tom DiNapoli, issued his annual analysis of Governor Cuomo's state budget. It began with praise for the governor's efforts to continue a long-term trend to balance the state's budgets and to cut down on New York's formerly notoriously high future budget deficits. But the report then lists several concerns, including some proposals that would increase the state's already large debt burden and reliance on temporary one-shot revenues and federal aid that might not materialize. The controller did not speak publicly about the report, but his chief deputy controller, Robert Ward, outlined the findings.
We raised some concerns about rising levels of debt, some use of resources from public authorities, and a number of other issues related to structural balance that we feel are important for the legislature and the public to be aware of.
Governor Cuomo did not address the criticisms personally, but his budget director, Robert Megna, held a conference call to refute the charges. Megna did not directly criticize Controller DiNapoli. He instead blamed his staff.
We believe the controller's staff did him a disservice on some of the comments that were made in this report, which we think misrepresent or just totally get wrong some of the things that are in the budget.
One of the items that the controller takes issue with is the governor's one-time sweep of $1.75 billion from the state insurance fund, which was set aside for workers' compensation claims. Deputy Controller Ward explains.
The state should not be counting on them to offset ongoing expenses. If they are to be used, it should be for one-time purposes. And the budget division indicates that that is the plan. The budget legislation does not explicitly say so.
Cuomo's budget director, Megna, denies that the sweep of state insurance funds is a one-shot, something frowned upon and criticized in past budgets in New York. He says the governor plans to reform the entire workers' compensation system, and so the money will no longer be needed to pay out claims.
I think the controller's staff misses the point.
Overall, the controller finds that the governor's budget relies on $10 billion in non-recurring revenue, which is generally considered a poor choice. But Megna says half of that money is federal relief funds for Sandy repairs, and it is a one-time expense.
I hesitate to use the word misrepresentation, but it must be a classic misunderstanding of the fact that the budget provides for the fact that there is one-time federal money for Sandy relief that will pay for one-time actions associated with Sandy.
Deputy Controller Ward says he finds the governor's budget director's digs against the controller's staff puzzling and off base. He says Megna is missing the point of the controller's budget review, which happens every year.
The people of the state deserve to have an independent analysis of the budget that is done each year. That is precisely what has been done here in the controller's report on the executive budget.
The dispute comes as the controller is deliberating over an even more important proposal in the governor's budget, a bailout plan for local governments who are drowning in ever-rising pension payments. The governor's pension stabilization plan would allow municipalities and schools to pay less for pensions now, but more later. The controller has not yet passed judgment, saying he has concerns and he's still reviewing the proposal. One of the majority party leaders of the legislature, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who was instrumental in helping DiNapoli become controller, has already said that the Assembly won't approve the governor's pension bailout plan unless the controller says it's okay. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.